and talk about going in like Dan Brooks used to do and wait till pregame warm-ups. That's fine. Christopher Seaman is going to be the starter. But I guarantee you there will be at least one play where Tate Reynolds plays in Baton Rouge. So I guarantee who the starter is, and I guarantee both quarterbacks will play in Baton Rouge. Maybe not a lot, but both guys, you'll see both guys, but Vecina will be the first one rolled out there. So put that whole thing about naming the starter. I'm sorry for that, but to steal your thunder, I will name the starter at 8:11 this morning. Christopher Vecina is starting in Baton Rouge. Okay. No shock, but that's it. No more. Wait, to who's going to be the starter? When's going to name the starter? I named it for you, 8:11.
Starter's name.
Friday.
Thanks, North Hills.
Yes. Do you have any guarantee for me? Let me give you some time on that one.
I guarantee.
I have another guarantee, too.
I have quite a few Clemson football guarantees that I can do today.
Right.
Let's do secondary. I guarantee the secondary is going to be the most improved group on this team. However, I don't want to guarantee this. I could definitely see rush defense taking a step back.
When I was speaking of secondary being better, I did a fitness boot camp many years ago. Mm-hmm. We'd get up at like 4 in the morning, a good workout in downtown Greenville. Was like, well, what we're thinking. We would pass by Platinum Plus, this strip joint over in Greenville, and there'd be cars in the parking lot. We're going to work out, and I told my buddies, one of us is wrong. Either the guys in that building over there or me getting up at 4 o'clock to go do that. One of us is wrong. I don't know what it is. I think it's them, but it might be me. But anyway, I got most improved the very first time.
Boom.
When they gave it to me, they said, it ain't because where you ended, it's because where you started. So the secondary. The
backhanded.
Oh, man. It was bad. I'll guarantee that as well. I got one other Clemson guarantee.
Give it to me.
Clemson soccer will be ranked next week.
Good one.
5-1. They beat the number 2 team in the country in Furman last night. 5-1. They didn't just beat Furman. They wood-chipped Furman.
Beat them down.
5-1. Dispose of the body.
New coach and two-thirds of a new team for Furman. I think they were probably overrated to start the season, and I think there's a lot of people out there that are like, what were we doing not ranking Clemson?
They got Fargo'd.
Yeah.
A couple.
Big win.
I saw this thing on Instagram the other day. I don't go on Instagram often. I saw this thing on Instagram, and it was a wife talking to her husband.
Uh-huh.
You got to find it. It's hilarious. They're in an airport talking or whatever, and she says, you know, everybody talks about chit-chat. We need to have a serious conversation. These people talk about disposing of a body by, like, burying it in the backyard. That's the worst thing you can do. You don't bury bodies in the backyard. They find those up. They make the smells come up, and you can find it. And then you're dead to rights. And the guy's like, what? You thought about this? Said, yeah, dispose of a body. You got to feed the body to pigs or put it in some acid and dissolve the bones. But or better yet, the best thing to do is just take it out in deep waters and get you 6 center blocks. You got to tie one to each leg, and you got to tie two to the one to the trunk, one to the neck and the head. You just put, and the guy's looking at his wife like,
who am I married to?
Yes!
Yeah.
What? I know it's satirical. It has to be. But I'm like, I don't like this conversation. But she's talking about how you dispose of a body.
Somebody pull up her search history.
I don't like that.
What's going on there?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, by the way, your search history, woo! When you get search history in court, and like, are they guilty of murder? I don't know. Well, their search history was, how do you get rid of the body?
Can the FBI find a murderer?
Yeah.
I don't know if you did it, but
your search history certainly indicates that.
I will say, though, I did go through a phase where I listened to a lot of true crime podcasts when I would drive for long periods of time.
I don't get that.
This was like early college for me, late high school. And I would search up the cases afterwards. So there was probably a period of time where I was on some kind of list. Some kind of list somewhere. They were like, who is this girl?
4491 said, all of our wives are fall asleep watching Dateline every night, so they know how to dispose of bodies. Here's the thing. I don't understand people listening to this podcast of that. I don't get that. I don't understand Halloween and why people. We got these people in our neighborhood that have got these skeletons up 365 on their property. Like in their woods, like 18-foot skeletons. I don't understand that.
That feels extreme.
I don't get that. Like what?
are we doing? What are we doing?
Matt Big Brown Truck said, better call Saul. Feed the pig, feed them to the pigs, bones and all. Pigs will take care of it.
All right. Well, happy Friday, everyone. Good vibes.
Really. Yeah.
Good vibes here this morning.
Yeah. All right. So you were at the post-practice press conference yesterday. What were your takeaways? Final scrimmage of the year. What
final scrimmage of the year, the exact quote from Dabo was, that was our worst practice of fall camp, period. You walk in, as I was walking up to the stadium, they're blasting all of LSU's songs, LSU's band. It's loud in there. You hear Dabo screaming. He is getting after them. And from what we could hear and then what he said later, it sounded like it was a lot of situational awareness type stuff. Like, it wasn't really what I heard, missed tackles and things of that nature. It was more like, okay, we're in this situation. What do you do? You need to know to go down after you pick somebody off and the clock's running out. Things you need to not get rack up these dumb penalties. So that was frustrating to Coach Sweeney, and he made that very clear. Now, the biggest, most newsworthy pieces of evidence, not evidence, newsworthy items. I'm still on the Dateline thing. What number one, he said, we didn't really let our ones essentially go for most of the time, and so people got exposed. However, all the quarterbacks played a lot. So they were still working. Vic Beasley's back healthy, playing. And there's still no alpha at D-tackle. To me, those were the biggest things.
You got to have Amari Adams come on.
He said he's closest.
Marcus Strong has been in the trenches of some big football situations. Your JUCO guy.
Berbria.
He's got some upside in there. But Amari Adams is the NFL talent in this group. He could play in the NFL. Sometimes it takes guys a little time. Sometimes it's PD and low country guys a little bit of time. Sometimes it's the motor. Sometimes it's the maturity levels. But you got to find a way to that's your alpha, if he can get it done. If not, long season. That's my second biggest concern. I'm still concerned about that starting linebacker spot opposite of Sammy Brown.
Sweeney isn't as concerned. He feels good about that way better than he feels about D-tackle. You can tell.
Yeah.
And pretty much called him out 2 weeks ago, first day at camp, and said, yeah, I think everybody believes that Sammy Brown's not out there. We're going to be awful at linebacker. So I want to see him prove that they're not going to be awful.
Yeah.
Yesterday, exact same question was followed up. And he said, yeah, I've seen what I need to see. They're ready to go.
I tell you, like, does Nick Easton get a little catch some strays here? I mean, this is – last year's defensive tackle group didn't play well.
That was my thought process, too.
Is this a developmental thing?
Well, you think about it. Berbery is new.
Yeah.
Marcus Strong's new. So that's not really on Nick Easton. Amari Adams, Vic Beasley, that's called into question a little bit.
What's also not on Easton is they got outbid in the NIL world for some 4- and 5-star defensive tackles that they were in on.
Sure.
All right. But the other side of that is, I mean, it's your job to develop whoever you got, and you got to go get better and improve. And I don't think they've been as good as they should have been there.
Development has not been there as much for me as it has been at defensive end.
Yeah.
Which I feel pretty good about.
Yeah.
Not a great scrimmage, but that could also be him, you know, being frustrated about little things.
I had a friend of mine say, I feel terrible about linebacker and terrible about defensive tackle. And how could we get to this point? And my point was, hey, if you had Ferrelli and a healthy Courtney Kelly, you'd feel a lot different right now. Mm-hmm. I think they tried. Sometimes, and look, Ohio State's offensive line feels this way right now. Mm-hmm. Bama's offensive line feels this way. Wide receivers at Oklahoma feels this way. Like, you're not going to have perfect units everywhere all over the place all the time.
No.
There are issues at every place, and that is one of those. But I would just tell you, if as bad as you feel about linebackers right now, as bad as you feel about defensive tackle right now, if Courtney Kelly was healthy and Ferrelli didn't pull the old okey-doke, then you'd feel a lot different about those two position units right now.
Which is why I get so frustrated when I still see comments every day that talk about Dabo not utilizing the portal and him not catching up to the current landscape. in those two areas, he did. He did. He went and got the Courtney Kelly. You couldn't have predicted the ACL tear.
If you just go get a quarterback, yeah. But if Courtney Kelly was healthy and Ferrelli hadn't pulled the okey-doke and he went and got a quarterback, this would be a playoff contention football team.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe it's going to be as bad as people think. I'll say that.
Yeah.
However, you cannot afford to take a huge step back from where you were last year.
Agreed.
You can't. Agreed. And it hurt a little bit to see Wade Woodhouse pick off Fernando Mendoza last night.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing about that. So. Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. Scott from Greenville, Hal, hang on. I promise I'm coming to you. Open phone line segment when you return right after this.
The Anderson Area Touchdown Club is celebrating their 45th football season kickoff with Facts on Sport. Broadcasting live on Friday, August 21st from 9 to noon at the Anderson Institute of Technology campus at 315 Pearman Dairy Road in Anderson. Facts In will interview the Anderson County High School head football coaches and key players. And you're invited to come experience it live. Then at noon, enjoy the first Touchdown Club meeting of the season. Visit the Anderson Area Touchdown Club page on Facebook or call 864-616-6471 for more information.
If your co-host or co-worker did not bring you a Frappuccino to work today, fear not. You can go to Ingles and go to the Starbucks and get you one of those. If you have need to fill up with gas, which I did yesterday, I had to fill up in the low country where I didn't have Ingles, and so I come back. The next time I go back to Ingles, I use my Ingles Advantage card through all of that. Curbside pickup is fantastic. That saves you time. Tools for Schools is fantastic. That saves you time. And then the little things there, the deli, the where else are you going to get that big of an olive bar? Where else you get that good of a hot bar or a salad bar? Where else you get that kind of bacon? We get good those coconut cream pies. Let's get take care of that. Let's get those thick cut pork chops, those thick cut filet mignons, and let's get this in this summer feeling right before we go into football season. Low prices, love the savings, love my great friends at Ingles.
The MLB lives here.
That ball is gone.
The roar.
Is a cover as good, but Adam Levine does a great job with that cover.
What?
Yeah, Maroon 5 or Adam Levine 1 does a great job with that cover. Matter of fact, might be better. Blasphemy. I'm sorry. Don't kill the messenger.
Mickey, Adam Levine. All right, I actually can't get behind him, but okay.
Okay, I'll tell you what to do. Can you pull it up?
Yes, hold on.
Okay. Well, let me tell you about the Patterson Tax Service first. PATTX.com, PATTX.com, 864-859-8289. I love these good folks at Patterson Tax Service. I missed a call from Russell yesterday. I'm calling him on the way home today. Hopefully everything's good with my taxes. No, we're talking football. We're going to talk football. Love the Patterson Tax Service. Love my time with Russell and Donnie. Hey, get your amended taxes done. Get your extended taxes done. Let's get that stuff done. Let's do your tax planning right now. Let's take care of it. And let's get the tax season so much easier when it comes around the second time. Hold Adam Levine and Maroon 5 with Lovely Day. Let me get a couple. Been hanging on forever. Hal, thanks for your patience, buddy. How you doing today? Getting ready for a good weekend?
Pretty good. Clemson needs to go. I texted you a couple days ago about what I missed about Clemson football, and need to go back to opening up with Wofford or Furman or Western Carolina University and all that, because it's been one of Dabble's least goals was to win the opener. They haven't done that it's been almost 4 years since they last won an opening game, and they need to go back opening up with a smaller college. And Curtis Whitley, I mean, I don't know if you remember him. But
I remember Curtis Whitley well, starting center and played with the Panthers. Remember him very well, 100%.
I mean, he played with the Chargers a year before that, their Super Bowl year.
Yeah.
He came straight to Carolina, playing at Clemson for the first year. And I'm glad Frank Beard was still alive when ZZ Top came to Greenville a couple of years ago.
Frank Beard, the appropriate name for ZZ Top, by the way, Frank Beard. Rest in peace. Hal, appreciate the phone call. Have a great weekend. Rest in peace, Frank Beard. Love ZZ Top. Talented stuff there. Scott in Greenville, who yesterday graced us with a smoking hot wife. The best part of the show, man. Well, more of her, less of you makes for a better show.
Well, I'm trying to get her to call more. She's wanting to come get a free T-shirt, Southern Weaving, and I told her she had to download the app, call in the show.
So. Let me tell you, man. You get open heart surgery, we can find a way to scrounge up some sort of T-shirt, all right? We'll do our
figure out something.
We'll do our little tiny part in that recovery. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You tell her to come see me. I'll take care of it for you. Matter of fact, I got some pink stuff I need to give her from last year. We'll do all that. I got a pink hat I can give her. Just remind me to bring it over there that day.
That'll work. That'll work. Hey, sorry about your buddy Ron Scarborough. I just saw that news.
Yeah. Ron Scarborough, great friend, and you know, Ron had some stroke issues the last few years, and while I miss him, I'm just glad because Ron had a hard time the last few years, and so I know that he is resting in peace. But what a friend, what a guy, man, a gentleman. I spent a bunch of good Sunday afternoons with Ron over there calling high school football recruits for years, and I think the world of him, and hopefully he is rested and repaired and living a good full heavenly body now and enjoying all that.
There you go.
Yeah.
I hear you, man.
Yeah.
Hey,
restored.
Is there anybody in their right mind that really, how long has Dabo been here, Mickey? 19? 18, 19?
I can quickly tell you that it depends because, you know, you got that whole interim thing. Does that count as one or not? This is his 19th year this year.
All right. Did anybody honestly think that anybody else on this roster besides CV is going to be the quarterback opening day?
Not in the very first snap, they don't.
No. I mean, I've heard people question. I'm like, and they're wanting to announce it. That's like us going to war with Iran and Fox News coming up. Trump plans to bomb Iran tonight. It's like, what are you doing? You know, just we're not going to divulge that. So why are people asking for that? Just sit back and enjoy the spring training ride, man. And we know CV is going to be the quarterback. Dabo is loyal to a fault. And
but let me ask you this, and you can ask your wife this. When did loyalty get to be a bad thing?
It's not. Okay. But when you know, like he tried to play Cole Stout.
But on that deal, though, Deshaun missed most of spring. Deshaun was 170 pounds. He hadn't done anything yet. And when he was the better quarterback, Deshaun should have started playing more against Georgia. I don't know why they took him out in that game.
No.
But in the first half, that was 21 all, and Stout played pretty good in the first half of that game. Now, it was obvious down in Tallahassee when the switch was made, it was ready to be made. But, you know, you gotta go prove it a little bit. Especially on the road in Athens, Georgia, you a true freshman.
Well, that's what I say about Tate. All these people want Tate to play it. He ain't played in the game yet.
Not yet.
And no, so it's just. I mean, I think you're wrong. I don't think he'll see the field at LSU.
Yeah.
I don't think he's ready. I just don't think he's ready. And he might if it's a blowout in our favor or we're getting waxed, one of the two. But if it's a close game or if it's within two scores, nah, he's not stepping on that field. I don't think, but. You were doing guarantees a while ago with Clemson, but I got one for a little bit different with baseball. I guarantee you Chris Sale beats Mazeraki tonight.
All right. As the devil told Johnny, I'll take that bet you're going to regret. Or as Johnny told the devil, I'll take that bet you're going to regret. You going to beat that kid? You beat the Brewers?
Man, yeah. Here we go. What a matchup, Mickey. Must-see TV.
That is must. I would agree with that. That is must-see TV. That is on the list for this weekend. Good stuff. You get to see 105 miles an hour.
Yes, sir.
Good stuff. All right.
All right, man. Enjoy the show. It's the weekend.
All right, buddy.
Have a good one.
Appreciate the phone call. 654-ROAR. James is up next. James, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, Mickey. How you doing?
Hey, truck driver James. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing well. I was going to ask you about where you see South Carolina, but I'm going to make it brief. We were doing our devotion last night, and in the book of Isaiah 43, Joshua said, choose this day whom you're going to serve. You know, he said, would you bring what you learned from Egypt? He told, you know, the Israelites have been delivered from the hands of Pharaoh, and they have brought them strange gods, what they were serving, how they was living. He said, halt between the two opinions. Either you serve God, but don't play, or you serve man, you know.
So I
said, man, like, I was just reading that last night. I said, Lord, you don't want us, you ain't somebody to play with.
No.
You hold I'm just sitting there reading Isaiah. Joshua said, you got to make a decision. God is not going to play a game. You're going to either choose him or you're not going to choose him. And I said, Lord, that's the way we are today. We want just a little bit of Jesus. And a whole lot of the world.
Mm.
And then when things happen in our lives, we want to cry out to God, but yet we haven't given him anything. I would just rely on the conviction with that.
That's a one-way ticket right there, isn't it? That's a one-way street. Man, it's got to be a two-way street.
It's got to be a two-way. But he did it all, though, for us.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think we couldn't even help ourselves. We were dead trespassing our own sin.
Woo.
And he came and reached down farther than I could reach up. And so, yeah, I want to share that.
I'm here for it, buddy. I am here for it, James.
Okay.
I appreciate it, buddy. I'll get you Gamecock stuff there, too. Nothing better than that James truck driver laugh, either.
Oh, it's awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, thank goodness that little old thing happened, or else this whole be a lot of burden on me right now. Goodness gracious, especially me. Woo! But about his Gamecocks, I would just quickly tell you this. I can see two polar opposite scenarios. In my mind, it is within the realm of possibility that South Carolina is a college football playoff team this year. And also, in my mind, it is within the realm of possibility that Shane Beamer doesn't make it to November. And I just don't know. Is the offensive line, are they – they can't be any worse, but can they become a strength? Is Kendall Briles the good Kendall Briles or the bad Kendall Briles? Am I getting the good Lenore Sellers or the bad Lenore Sellers? Am I getting the good Nick Harbor finally reaching up to potential or the bad one? Is Dylan Stewart going to play, or is he going to juice Wells it? Is Gabriel Brownlow Dindy, is he what they thought he was out of high school? Are those linebacker core? I think linebacker core is good. The schedule is very, very difficult, and we'll see. But I can see both sides of it. You don't see the top end. You see the floor. You don't see the ceiling?
No, I don't see the ceiling.
I see the Sistine Chapel. I'm looking up.
No.
Michelangelo.
I see a ceiling of 8 wins.
9 gets you to playoffs in the SEC.
There's going to be a lot of 9-win teams in the SEC this year.
I'm only asking for one more.
I think they're going to go 6-6, personally, which would be improvement.
A 2-game improvement. You going to fire the guy?
If you get to 8, right, he's safe. 7's questionable.
Okay, let me ask you this. The final one before I get to Roger. Let me ask you this. 2027, opening game of the year. Who's coaching South Carolina? Who's the head coach of South Carolina
Beamer.
Football? Really?
Yep.
Okay. Roger Pratt, injury lawyer, phone lines. Roger, thanks for hanging on, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Mick. Against my better judgment, I'm going to stay with my hot take on body disposal.
As I said, good morning to you too, Roger.
Yeah, good morning. Okay, the OG of body disposal has got to be the dude that got rid of Jimmy Hoffa. I mean, was he buried in the Meadowlands end
Still
zone?
Still don't know.
Was he outside an airport?
Still don't know.
In that Irishman movie with Pacino and De Niro, he was cooked. So there you go. But, you know, the thing about the mafia is they always got some connection with sanitation. So it's, you know, more than likely he got dumped off in a landfill. And I, you know, this is totally off sports topic. In that movie Pulp Fiction, there was a scene where a girl was talking to John Travolta and she says, there's two kind of people. There's Elvis people and there's Beatles people.
Yep.
Okay, you're obviously a Beatles person.
Yes.
But I think I need to update that. I think there's either Breaking Bad people, because you body disposal. Did you and your wife watch Breaking Bad? Was that a show that y'all watched together?
We didn't watch it together, but we watched it. Yes. Yes. Top okay. five. Okay. Yes.
Well, to me, the best series that I've ever seen, TV shows in that kind of format, string, you know, miniseries or, you know, seasons 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mad Men is the king.
Mad Men is, really?
Mad Men's good.
All right.
Mad Men, to me, the writing, the dialogue, some of the cinematography, the characters, the way the characters change. John Draper is way more twisted, if you actually think about it, than Walter White. John Draper's got problems, but I loved him.
What I don't know, I don't want to ruin it for people who want to watch Mad Men, but there's a shocking scene on even the guy's name. I hadn't watched it, and I watched this one episode, and I ruined it for myself because I didn't
what
know.
Scene was
That's one where he got his name. It's not his name. Like, it's a different guy. I'm like, what?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No, he took the guy's name.
Yeah.
He was in the war in Korea.
Yeah.
The guy that was next to him got blown up because Don Draper dropped his cigarette and it ignited a gas fire and it killed that guy who was actually Don Draper. Don Draper, the John Hamm character, was named Dick Whitman.
Yes.
Was his actual name.
Yeah.
And he took took that guy's complete identity. A couple of people found out about it accidentally. His wife found out about it accidentally, and she divorced him. And then he married again, and that was a failure. The guy's he's a mess, but he's a beautiful mess. Give me Don Draper.
Handsome fella.
Inject me with Don Draper all day long.
Yeah, yeah.
And the music in that show was fantastic.
Top
You're talking
tier.
About mid-60s, late-60s, unbelievable soundtrack.
All right.
My Aunt Kenzie redecorated her whole house after watching Mad Men. She got so inspired by it.
I love it. I love it. Roger, got to get a break, man. Appreciate the phone call.
Roger Sterling is worth watching at just that character alone. He is such a character.
He is.
All right. All right. I'll try to get some Mad Men. Appreciate the phone call, Roger. Just two quick things before we take a break. One is, did I hear that Sons of Anarchy spinoff? There's something, a little Anne's Sons of Anarchy. We might get a little something there.
Really?
Yeah, Jax is going to get something there. And then did you tell me we got Beatles movies?
Beatles movies coming out.
What is this?
I think it's a set of a few of them that they're filming, I think, all at one time. And, yeah, they're in production right now. They're going to come out over the course of a few years.
All right, final segment of the week when you come back right after this.
Food, fun, and a whole lot of football.
The Roar's 2026 Bud Light College Football Kickoff Show will be live from Southern Weaving Food Hall in Easley.
August 27th from 5 to 8 p.m.
Come out and meet all your favorite hosts and producers.
The Roar, where every day is game day.
I stay in the same hotel every time in Charleston, and it's nice. It's a high-end hotel. They put me up in. It's really nice and got great views and all that. And the mattresses are good. It ain't engineered sleep. That needs to be their slogan. It ain't engineered sleep. Love engineered sleep. Engineeredsleep.com. We'll get back in our bed and make sure we feel great about that and get the engineered sleep. Make sure that we feel awesome and get rested up. Right now, ES Duo mattress. Let's take care of that. Let's make sure that the ES Duo mattress. Hey, by the way, last night, 85% sleep. Did much better at home than I did on the road. So we love that idea. I got 7 hours and 26 minutes of good sleep and hour 36 of REM and hour 30 of deep sleep. Look, engineered sleep is the best mattress in the world. I promise you that. You can go search high and low. Let's explain. Let's go over there and let them tell you why their mattresses are better and that clean technology. The day mattress is the best one at $500. The best out there is engineered sleep at engineeredsleep.com. 333 North Pleasant Bird Drive. Go by and get that great mattress today.
From the locker room to your living room.
A lot of guys don't play good.
Sports talk is on the Roar.
Guys, football season is just...
And what I'm telling my son, my seven-year-old, is we are a family of lovers, not fighters. As I advance in age, I want to lay down my arms, man. I want to use my arms to love and hold and rather than fight, man. I just want to be lovers. And I just want to, like, let's lay down your arms. Great song. A Pearl Jam. You still have the best song of the week coming up?
I've been told by you.
Hard to beat that one. Hey, my great friends at Trail, TREHL.com, 800-319-7006. Let Trail build your next building for you. Schedule a discovery session with them online. Let's talk to them about building your next project. When in the embryonic stages of development, like what you're thinking about, or you even have something in your mind that you're thinking about, can they do it? Let's get with them early. You'll maximize their pre-construction services. You'll maximize all that over at Trail. Trail does an incredible job of the same company designs it, builds it. So there's no back and forth. There's no change orders. There's no delays. It's on time and on budget. It's the best building in North and South Carolina. Think about that, my great friends at Trail, TREHEL.com. Roger got a hard time. Said, well, now I don't have to watch Mad Men. Thanks, Roger. Spoiler alert.
I'm telling you, Mickey, that show is worth watching. Mm. If you like good characters, character development, all that.
Mm. I love character development.
Even with the spoilers.
It's the only thing that matters in a series.
Agreed.
That's what Seinfeld is. It's character development. It's not storylines. It's all about the characters. Brenton Anderson says, Shane Beamer looks like the dude off Sling Blade. It ain't got no gas in it. Mm. Mm-hmm. I can see it a little bit. I will tell you this. I'm distracted. This is my Brad Hughes, Allstate, 2923-001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Brad Hughes Insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. It's the Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We have better coverage and better rates. We love that. Get in touch with a great friend, Brad Hughes. I'm distracted now because we're watching the Golf Channel, and they are at Trump Aberdeen, which we played. And it is an absolutely – look at this right. Look at the shot right here. Look at the undulation and the mounds and the greens, and look at the dunes. It is an unbelievably difficult golf course. It is an amazing golf course, and it's got some of the best holes I've ever played. It's top – let me see what I rank it here because I have my rankings on my courses I've played.
What makes it so good?
The natural dunes. You're standing up on these tee boxes. I'll show you a picture here in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I rank it only behind – the old course, Port Martin. Old course 7. I got an 8th for what I play. Old course 7, Port Martin at 6. North Berwick 5. Augusta National 4. Pebble Beach 3. Royal County down 2. RCD. And Royal Port Rush 1.
Stiff competition.
Oh, yeah. But what makes it great? Let me give you just a picture or two. You're routing between these huge natural dunes, like, I don't know if you can see this or not.
Oh, wow.
But, like, you're going up in these, you're playing between these with the native fescue up there. I mean, look how high those dunes are.
And this is in Albuquerque?
No, Aberdeen, Scotland.
Oh, northern, very different.
Northern, northeast Scotland. Like, look at that hole right there.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that great?
Beautiful.
Yeah, you're playing between these, and right there on the ocean. But then, like you see, on TV now. If you got near TV, watch the Golf Channel this weekend. Watch the DP World Tour. They're at Trump International in Aberdeen, Scotland. Fantastic place. Cruden Bay's up there. Royal Aberdeen's up there. Aberdeen, Scotland is an interesting place. But you'll love that. And the PGA Tour. Oh, by the way, PGA Tour is the second stage. Texas said, Mickey, have you ever played the course in Brevard, North Carolina that uses llamas to carry a club instead of golf bag? No.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me look that up.
Austin gets in. Augusta National number 4? Yeah. Pebble is better than Augusta. I'm just telling you. Pebble. Oh, look at this one. Pebble. Pebble's better than Augusta. Augusta's great. But let me tell you, you stand on the 6th green at Pebble, the 7th tee box at Pebble, the 8th tee box. You stand in the middle of fairway at 8 at Pebble. And
gorgeous?
Oh, my word. What are you talking about, gorgeous? You stand on the 18th tee at Pebble. Let me show you this.
I appreciate that your outfit today is a walking representation of your list.
Golf snob.
You got the RCD hat.
Yep.
Pebble Beach shirt.
Golf snob.
You are standing on business of your rankings today. I like it.
Got a little Lone Cypress. Mm. Pebble. Now, Pebble, man, you get sometimes these people say, well, Pebble Beach is overrated. It's a couple of holes by the sea. No. Now, Pebble's amazing.
How many golf courses do you think you played in your life?
Oh, let me show you this. So this is me at Pebble right here. And now watch this. Look at the waves crashing over onto the fairway there. Yeah, you don't get that. Augusta's great. Don't get me wrong. Augusta's great. Pebble's better. Royal County Downs better.
Hot take.
Hot take. Best golf course I've ever played in the world, at least. I hadn't played Cypress yet and hadn't played Pine Valley yet, but you're not going to beat Royal Port Rush.
If you could only play one that you have been or haven't been for the rest of your life, which one would you play?
Oh, that I haven't been, I'd go to Cypress Point.
Cypress Point.
Yeah, Monterey. It's tough to get on, but yeah. Yeah.
I like it. Yeah. Controversial.
Yeah. Texas, I thought Spyglass Hill is better than Pebble. Play Spyglass as well. Spyglass is great. Spyglass par threes are great. But Pebble's better than Spyglass. Spyglass got a bunch of – Spyglass early, like the first 4 or 5 holes at Spyglass, oh, amazing. My buddy Russ, who's played Pine Valley, said, if I had to play Pine Valley every day, I'd play pickleball. He says it's too hard. All right, let's do this. Eric Newton, for all real estate needs, EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him. He can certainly help you out, EricNewton.com. No one knows more real estate in Clemson like this guy. He's the best in the business when it comes to commercial real estate and rental properties and managing rental properties and building houses and selling houses and all that. Let's get in touch with him. Give them a chance at your business at Clemson, ericnewton.com. Best music of the day, 2-minute drill. Now, I suggest this to you, and you've not heard this yet.
No, this is my first time, so this is a big risk.
All right.
Saying it's the best music of the day.
Is this Adam Levine or is this Maroon 5?
This is Maroon 5, Lovely Redoing. Day, featuring Bill Withers.
Oh, Bill Withers in it.
That's what it says.
All right, let's see what you got.
Wake up in morning, love.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Hey.
Sunlight.